he will do better than this past year. And he'll do better than this past year for a few reasons. A, he's having a better year.
Well, I mean, he's doing all right in a single year.
He's doing the contract he ended up getting, though, was a short-term contract.
Right.
I mean, basically, it's a one-year deal because he's going to opt out. But I have a few reasons why he'll do better. Now, is he going to get 5 years like I suggest? Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what the hell he's going to get. And maybe 5 years is too much. But my point is he will do better than this past year, mm-hmm. and I believe the Mets have a line in the sand like they had this past year. And I'll give you a specific example of a team that, tell me when I'm telling lies, would make perfect sense for Pete Alonso when you look at the differences between them last offseason and this offseason. And one thing I do want to point out, may not be a big deal, but there's no pick attachment to him anymore, which there was this past year. That's gone.
All right.
Okay? One team that would go after him would be the New York Yankees.
Really? Nah.
Yeah. Could they use a right-handed slugger in the middle of that heavy left-handed lineup? Mm. Could they use a first baseman with Goldschmidt probably gone and Ben Rice maybe transitioning to becoming a catcher? Like, I don't think it's crazy. And we got to get out of our mind Alonso's a DH. If you watch the guy play, all he does is get better defensively at first base every year.
It's the wrong fit. It's the wrong fit. Aaron Judge may not be able to throw a ball right now. You're not going to lock up a first baseman long term and lose that flexibility.
Well, they don't have a first baseman right now.
Oh, Cody Bellinger is likely.
And that's the other thing. Right. They're going to have Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez. If they sign Bellinger, is he not playing first base?
If they sign Cody Bellinger. There's no guarantee they will.
So why would Cody Bellinger not want to stay here?
Is Pete? It's all about money, bro. You should know better than anybody as a professional, though you were willing to stay with the Giants for whatever, right?
If the Yankees pay Pete Alonso more money than the Mets are willing to pay him at whatever more years, figure that out, and not pay whatever Bellinger's going to break the bank for, that is malpractice like we've never seen from Brian Cashman.
I agreed. Because Pete should make significantly more.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm very confused by his point.
Pete. So why would you pay Pete when you can pay Bellinger less?
Well, you just said Bellinger, but you said Pete's a lot better than Cody Bellinger. Didn't you just say that? I missed that.
Yes.
Okay, so then why wouldn't you want the better player?
Because Bellinger is very damn good.
Yes.
And a lot cheaper.
You don't know that. He's coming off a good year, too. You don't know what the market's going to show for a guy that can play the outfield at a high level and also first base. My point to you isn't to argue Pete to the Yankees. It's to remind you that I think you're wrong to assume his market's going to be dry this offseason. It won't be.
Okay.
Just because it was dry last offseason won't make it dry this offseason. And here's what I really, really believe. And I don't know. I haven't talked to Steve Cohen about this. I believe they're going to be hard asses again. They were hard asses this offseason. I supported them on that because there was no market for Pete. So why would you negotiate against yourself like you said? But if there is a more robust market for Alonso, I think they're still going to have their line of, well, we're not going more than this or that. And that's why the emotion of last night, which was great, I loved it. Don't get sucked into thinking that's going to make a difference when it comes to Cohen and Stearns. It won't. They're businessmen, and they're good businessmen.
I think a big part of last year was the agent with Pete Alonso.
Well, it's the same agent, Teak.
Of course it is. But Pete Alonso is the ultimate boss. The player is the boss.
Are you saying he's the final boss?
The final say. The final boss is Pete Alonso. And I can't, it's different. Football is so different, but there is a value with being a star and a legendary star in New York. And especially if the money is right, if the trajectory of the team is right, why would you go mess that up and try to do it someplace else?
If you're Pete? I think Pete wants to stay, but like most athletes.
If he wants to stay, then he should tell his agent to make it happen.
Yeah, I think he'd like to do that if the offers are close, kind of like Aaron Judge. But if the Yankees never upped their offer when they were trying to bring him back, he was going to be gone. There's always that number that forces a player to leave. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's kick it off with Paul in Yonkers. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thank you very much. Steve Cohen, he brings in Lindor. He brings in Soto. He had a $500 million contract for Vlad of the Blue Jays. That's why he was letting Pete go. He didn't need him. He was all set to bring in the new guy. That's what Steve Cohen does. So, but when he was shocked that he signed with Toronto, now he's got Pete on a one-year contract. Uh-oh, what does he do now?
Explain that one to me again.
I'm going to confuse
myself. I love the pass. I'm going to give you a reprieve.
Right, yeah, say that again. Like, what are you saying,
yeah,
Paul?
Yeah.
What I'm saying is he signs the highway. He leaves the general manager with all the little guys. So the fans yell at the general manager, and Steve Cohen says, look, I gave you Soto. I was bringing in Vlad. I don't know why he went back to the Blue Jays, but that's why he was dumping on Pete last year.
Oh,
he
gotcha.
Didn't need him.
So you're saying that Cohen and Stearns had an eye on Vlad. Now that Vlad is staying in Toronto, they'll have more of a need to bring back Pete Alonso. Was that his point?
Yeah, I think so. Because like I think what his said on the screen was Steve Cohen wants the shiny new toy.
Mm.
The shiny new toy potentially last year was Vlad Jr. But there is no shiny new toy for Steve Cohen this year.
Well,
like, who would it be?
As a free agent?
Free agent, first baseman, or what? Who is it?
So not a first baseman, but I think two of the other sluggers that could potentially replace Pete's power in the lineup would be Kyle Schwarber and Kyle Tucker. Now, where you insert those guys, Schwarber's more of a DH.
Yep.
Tucker's playing the outfield. You're probably moving a Brandon Nimmo or a Juan Soto to first base or something like that.
Dude, you already have lineup issues with redundancies all over the damn place with your young prospects. Or young, not even young prospects because they're in the majors now, but young players.
No, I'm just telling you that the shiny toys.
Why would you do that again?
I'm not saying you should. Evan, I'm telling you those are the shiny toys.
I think the shiny toys is where David Stearns is right now.
Oh, Murakami. That's a good point. Yes, yes.
And take with we assume he's going to the Dodgers thing. I'm just saying, for them...
No, he's definitely going to the Dodgers.
Okay, right, but for the Mets...
Don't put me on the Ohtani thing again.
The shiny new object...
And Yamamoto and everybody else that comes from Japan.
The shiny new object also makes the Mets kind of a global type of team.
But keep this in mind about...
That in mind.
But keep this in mind about Munetaka Murakami. And you're right. He should be included in this shiny new toy thing. Number one, no matter who you are coming over from Japan, you are unproven. So we don't know
it's a different game.
It's different, and we don't know. Some guys translate, some guys don't. He's also missed a big part of this season with injuries. He's also a guy that could be their third baseman next year, could be their first baseman, could be an outfielder, could be a DH. So he is not just a first baseman. But you're right, he could be the shiny toy. I always think, and I thought this last year, and I'm probably going to think it this offseason, forget the emotion, forget the kind of tie we have to Pete. I think what makes the Mets the best team is having Pete back. I felt that way last year. Mm-hmm. I was right. I think anyone who argued with me was wrong, quite frankly. Now, we could quibble on the contract. Maybe I was willing to go further than others. But there is no doubt that the Mets needed Pete Alonso back. And that's been clear all season long. Where would they be if he wasn't back?
Right. We talked about it yesterday. If he hadn't had that start when everybody else was anemic, I guess Lindor was fine too. But where are they? I mean, they're 10 games under 500 now.
No, they'd be in a darker place.
Right.
So I think they're going to need him, and I think he's going to be the guy that makes them better. I just think that until proven otherwise, the Mets are going to treat Pete Alonso not as someone special that they have to bring back at all costs, but as a piece of meat they have a value on. And if someone exceeds that value, I think he's gone. And I think it's very easy on a night like last night, which was great. I loved being there. I was so happy to be there. I love Pete. But it's easy to get sucked into the emotion and think that this world is different than the actual world we live in, which is that David Stearns and Steve Cohen are going to only pay what they think he's worth. Bottom line.
Unless the Yankees get involved, you can't, for public perception, allow Pete Alonso to go to the Yankees. I think that's where they'll step in and go, we can't have...
Maybe,
Evan.
Maybe. I don't know. We haven't seen it yet. I don't think they signed Soto because he was a Yankee. I think they signed him because he's generational.
That's different. Soto was on the Yankees for 1 year. I don't think it matters where Soto played last year. The Mets were going to go after him.
If it was up to David Stearns, you're wrong. If it's up to Steve Cohen and somehow there's a Yankee-Met thing, maybe you're right. But we haven't seen it yet.
I know we've had this discussion, but isn't everything up to Steve Cohen ultimately, especially when you're talking about a guy who spent his entire career with the Mets? That's not a Steve Cohen in his file box more than a David Stearns? With the Yankees involved?
I'll ask you again.
Yeah, that decision probably goes above the numbers.
I'll ask you again. Why did they not come close on DeGrom? You thought the Met fans loved him. They didn't love him until they decided to create reasons to dislike him.
Oh, I thought...
So why didn't Cohen step in then?
I think it was exactly what the caller just brought up earlier. I think Steve Cohen wanted to go out to dinner with Kate Upton and Justin Verlander, and he wanted a shiny new toy. Maybe he feels that way with Alonso, but you learn things as an owner. Like, you saw what David Wright Day meant. Maybe in the new ownership, he wanted a shiny new toy. I really believe that. He wanted Scherzer, he wanted Verlander, and Jake was like Woody, and they were like Buzz Lightyear. You know what I mean? He wanted the new toy.
I got you. Let's go to Ken in Manhattan. What's up, Ken?
Yes, first of all, I want to say I really love the way you guys have so much passion and Loogie as well. Now, this scenario with Pete Alonso is tied a little bit to Juan Soto. Let me quickly explain this. Pete Alonso bet on himself, what was it, 4 years, 2 years ago when they offered him a four-year, $180 million deal.
Right.
He bet against himself, right?
Right.
So
bet on himself.
Right. Juan Soto, when he, yes, Juan Soto, when he was with the Nationals, turned down, if my memory serves me, a 15-year, $454 million contract.
Yeah.
He bet against himself so he could get more.
Yeah.
The difference is he's a generational player. Pete Alonso is not a generational player. He's 26 years old. Pete is 30. And I think Pete made a mistake. And I agree with everything that you were saying, Evan, when it comes to the Mets. It's all about the dollars and cents. I don't think, even though that Steve Cohen is a fantastic owner, I don't think in the end that he cares about what, I mean, he cares about what the fans think, but he's writing the check. And he knows right now, in the back of my mind, it's an allegation. There's no evidence to this. He spent $765 million on Juan Soto. Year one, is he getting his money's worth? What is he batting, .251 with an on-base percentage?
You know why he may be getting his money's worth on Juan Soto? We can look at his season and dissect it.
Right.
Citi Field is, as the great Gorilla Monsoon used to say, Citi Field is a happening every night.
Right, and we know that in Major League Baseball, that matters.
It's a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
So
it's not like football, as we've talked about multiple times. They don't care if you go to the games in the NFL.